Today we will continue to look at the beautiful qualities of Srimati Radharani. Let us focus on the last of the qualities which are in relationship to her mind, that is Mahabhava. She is situated on the highest level of love. Rumi famously says, if you want to learn to love, go into the classroom of the lovers. So hearing about Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna will give us a little teaching how to move forward. Yes, there are qualities like, for instance, Pathava Anvita, expert in performing her duties. She is Laja, Sheila, Shai. She is Sumaryada, respectful. She is Darya, calm. And Gambirya, Shalini, and grave. And she is Suvilasa, playful. But all these qualities, which I will not deal with in this Kartik Inspirations, emanate from this one supreme quality, her amazing love for Krishna. In the Vaishnava tradition, love is also expressed by another word, thirst, unquenchable thirst. Once a friend of Srimati Radharani came to Krishna in order to make him more inclined even to Radha. This friend talked about Radha's qualities. She said, O holder of the flute, Radha so much thirsts for you that she has doubled the flow of the Yamuna by the intense showers of her tears. Wow! Yamuna must have gone over her banks because Srimati Radharani cried in a longing way for Krishna, so many tears that the now Yamuna was over flooding. A friend of Radha continued, her body has a color like moon stone emanating rays of light. When there's love in the heart, an effulgence comes into the eyes and into anything. The voice gets filled with love. The vision gets filled with love. Even the hearing gets filled with love. One sees the beloved everywhere. So Srimati Radharani emanates rays of that light of love which pervade every function of her. And the friend continued, Radha's throat is filled with broken syllables. She doesn't speak in a coherent way. Her body is like a kadamba flower with goosebumps. She is like a banana tree trembling in strong winds. Somehow or other, she remains in this state. When Krishna hears this, like strings in his heart, the love begins to vibrate even more for Radha, and he only has one thought, where is Radha? I would like you to take a moment of your time and be mindful, perhaps even put this question into your thoughts. Where is Srimati Radharani?